This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we began a study of the second letter of Peter. We noted an answer to the who question. Peter and believers down through the centuries, including us, are mentioned in the book. Chapter 2 begins by identifying false prophets and teachers. There are also scoffers mentioned in chapter 3. It's because of this mix of people that we need to ask the what question. I'm not going to elaborate on this answer now, but let me say, I felt Peter was emphasizing the importance of knowing Jesus Christ's person, plan, provision, and promise. Everything of importance for the Christian's life flows out of his knowledge of his God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Why is this important to know? That is the next question in the fact-finding study. Basically, if you don't know Jesus Christ, you can't experience all God has planned for you. In addition, you will find it hard to discern the onslaught of the enemy's deception and attack. Gradual indifference to truth will set in and wholesome thinking will elude you. You'll be in danger of assimilating the worldview of the lost into your thinking. That's why Peter repeatedly says he will remind his readers of this danger and how to overcome this threat. He knew they understood this information. In fact, he says they were firmly established in the truth. I guess they were no different than us. We are great forgetters. Peter feared they were too. That's why he wrote in 3:1, "Dear friends, this is now my second letter to you. I have written both of them as reminders to stimulate you to wholesome thinking."